WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Iowa State women's basketball senior forward Hallie Christofferson was named to the John R. Wooden Award Women's Preseason Top 30. The Los Angeles Athletic Club made that announcement yesterday. Last season, Christofferson led the Cyclones in field goal percentage, three-point percentage, free throw percentage, and points per game, becoming the only returning player in the country to do so. Christofferson was also one of just two players nationally to shoot 50% from the field, 40% from beyond the arc, and 80% from the charity stripe last season. The unanimous All-Big 12 selection and honorable mention All-American is one of three players to make the list from the Big 12 Conference, joining Oklahoma's Aaron Ellenberg and Baylor's Odyssey Sims. The Wooden Award is one of the most prestigious individual honors in college basketball and is bestowed upon the nation's best player. The winners will be honored at the 38th Annual Wooden Awards Gala, which will be held in April. Well, the high school cross-country season will start winding down today with state qualifying meets being held in all four classes. Each class will have five qualifying meets across the state, with the top three teams and the top 10 individuals qualifying to run at the state cross-country championships up at Kennedy Park in Fort Dodge coming up on Saturday, November 2nd. Now, among the state qualifying meets today in Class 1A, boys and girls teams from this area will gather at Trainer. Adair Casey, AHST, Arweva, Audubon, Bedford, Bowyer Valley, Clarinda Academy, Earlham, East Union, Exira EHK, Griswold, Guthrie Center, IKM Manning, Lennox, Logan Magnolia, Mount Air, Nishnabotna, Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, Riverside, Southwest Iowa, Southwest Valley, St. Albert, Trainer, Tri-Center, Underwood, West Harrison, and Woodbine will all have runners participating in that meet today at Trainer. Also, the 2A meet for this area will be held up at Panora. Among the teams that will be in competition there will be Clarinda, along with Missouri Valley, Panorama, Red Oak, and Shenandoah, along with West Central Valley. They'll run at Panora today. Class 3A Winterset will host a meet that will include Atlantic, Creston, Glenwood, Harlan, Shenandoah girls, all from the Hawkeye 10. Also, Carroll will be the site of a meet. Kemper Catholic hosting today. Kemper Catholic will be joined by Denison and a number of teams from up in northwest Iowa today. And then also the 4A meet for this area will be held in Council Bluffs. Lewis Central will be the host school. They'll be joined by Abe Lincoln and Thomas Jefferson, along with some schools from the Des Moines and Sioux City areas for that meet today. Those meets get underway at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Again, the top 10 individuals and the top three teams will advance to the state cross-country championships. Well, David Ortiz, Mike Napoli, and John Lester were quite a combination for the Boston Red Sox in Game 1 of the World Series Wednesday night. Ortiz and Napoli drove in three runs apiece, and Lester tossed shutout ball as the Bo Sox clobbered the St. Louis Cardinals 8-1 at Fenway Park. Ortiz hit a two-run homer and a sacrifice fly after Napoli put the Red Sox ahead with a three-run double in the first inning. Ortiz's sac fly in the second inning was almost a grand slam until right fielder Carlos Beltran robbed him. Beltran had to leave the game with bruised ribs after banging into the bullpen fence to make that catch. Ortiz got his home run five innings later, launching a Kevin Segrist pitch over the bullpen in right center. The two-run blast drove in Dustin Pedroia, who was 2-for-4 with an RBI single and two runs scored. Napoli's heroics came after umpires reversed a call on a force play at second base, ruling shortstop Pete Cosma dropped the throw instead of losing it on the transfer. Lester was masterful in limiting the Redbirds to five hits while striking out 8 over 7 2/3 innings. He worked out of a one-out bases-loaded jam in the fourth inning by getting David Fries to ground into an inning-ending double play. The Cards did not score until Matt Holliday homered off of Ryan Dempster leading off the ninth. Losing pitcher Adam Wainwright was lifted after five innings, charged with three earned runs and six hits. Game two is set for tonight at Fenway. John Lackey starts for the Red Sox against Michael Wacha for the Cards. We'll have that game for you live this evening. 6 o'clock, we're on the air with the pregame, and just after 7 o'clock will be first pitch. Red Sox manager John Farrell says he hasn't decided on his exact pitching rotation beyond Game 2 of the World Series. Farrell said before the opener against the Cardinals on Wednesday night that Clay Buchholz and Jake Peavy will pitch Games 3 and 4 after the series moves to St. Louis, but he's not sure in what order they'll go. John Lester faced Adam Wainwright last night. John Lackey goes for Boston against Michael Wacha tonight. St. Louis is expected to start Joe Kelly and Lance Lynn in Games 3 and 4. Asked if Buchholz was injured, Farrell said it's not anything that would keep him from starting. Iowa wrestling legend Dan Gable is being named the 2014 recipient of the Robert D. Ray Pillar of Character Award. Amy Smith, spokeswoman for Character Counts in Iowa, says the annual award is given to a public figure with Iowa ties who've demonstrated the six pillars of character: caring, citizenship, fairness, respect, responsibility, and trustworthiness.
Every year we present an award to someone who has not only shown good character, but done so as a public role model. And so past recipients of the award include Sean Johnson, Norman Borlaug, Governor Ray.
Gable is a Waterloo native who wrestled at Iowa State University, won a gold medal in the 1972 Olympics, and coached wrestling at the University of Iowa and for the U.S. Olympic team. He only lost one match during his entire college career, his very last one. Smith says Gable is an excellent choice for this honor.
I don't think you get to have a record like he has and a coaching career and so many young athletes that look up to him without having perseverance and diligence and determination.
Despite his already distinguished career, Smith says Gable was taken off guard when he heard that he would be receiving the award.
We've done this for 8 years now, so we've had eight different winners, and they all are very, almost surprised. Like, they're surprised that we thought of them, which is funny because they're always usually the people that are on top of everyone's mind.
Gable will receive the Pillar of Character Award on Character Count's annual banquet night in Des Moines next April. In NFL news, Peyton Manning wasn't in pads Wednesday because of a sore ankle as the Denver Broncos began preparations for the Washington Redskins. After stretching with his teammates, Manning donned his helmet but was strictly an observer as his backups took snaps during the first part of practice that was open to reporters. Manning chatted with coaches while his teammates practiced. He says he'll be back at practice on Thursday. Manning took some hard hits from former teammate Robert Mathis in the Broncos' 39-33 loss at Indianapolis on Sunday night, but he never came out of the game. Washington Redskins safety Brandon Merriweather has had his two-game suspension cut in half following an appeal. Merriweather's suspension came for repeated hits to the head and neck area of defenseless players, including two in Sunday's Washington-Chicago game. He was flagged for a helmet-to-helmet hit on receiver Alshon Jeffrey in the fourth quarter and for a helmet-first hit to the head and neck area of receiver Brandon Marshall. Browns coach Rob Chudzinski has benched off ineffective quarterback Brandon Whedon, and he'll go with Jason Campbell Sunday against the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs. Campbell is the third quarterback to start for Cleveland already this season and the 20th since 1999. That's the most in the NFL. It looks like Josh Freeman won't quarterback the Vikings Sunday night against Green Bay because of a concussion. Vikings coach Leslie Frazier says he'll likely turn the offense back over to Christian Ponder after Freeman showed up to the facility after his first start on Monday night with concussion-like symptoms. The Jacksonville Jaguars are sticking with quarterback Chad Henne for Sunday's game against the San Francisco 49ers in London. Henne threw for 318 yards in a 24-6 loss to San Diego, a second straight 300-yard performance. The St. Louis Rams have signed quarterbacks Brady Quinn and Austin Davis after losing starter Sam Bradford to a season-ending left knee injury. Backup Kellen Clemens will make his first start since 2011 Monday night against the Seahawks. The New England Patriots have re-signed veteran defensive lineman Andre Carter, who played for the team in 2011 and had 10 sacks in a Pro Bowl year. He played for the Oakland Raiders in 2012, his 12th NFL season, but he's been a free agent since being released August 31st. The New York Giants play starting center David Bass on injured reserve after he sustained his third injury this season. Bass hurt his left knee for the second time this season on the final play of the opening series Monday night in the Giants' win over the Vikings. In college sports news, Georgetown says the NCAA has cleared center Josh Smith to play basketball immediately, starting with the Hoyas opener against Oregon in Seoul, South Korea. Georgetown adds that Smith was granted a waiver for last season when he played in six games before transferring from UCLA, meaning he has 2 years of eligibility remaining. Smith is 6'10 and 350 pounds. Eastern New Mexico University says it is erasing several seasons' worth of victories by nearly all of its sports programs because of eligibility problems involving athletes. The Division II school says eight teams' wins are being vacated over four seasons, as well as all wins by four of those teams in a fifth season. The Lone Star Conference school says it's doing that in hopes of avoiding even more severe punishment from the NCAA for more than 100 self-reported violations. And NBA owners have unanimously voted to change the NBA Finals format back to a 2-2-1-1-1 format from the 2-3-2 format. In short, instead of the series opening with two games in one city before switching to the other city for three and then back for two, the Finals will open with two games in one city before switching to the other city for the next two games, followed by single games. That change was approved during the preseason Board of Governors meetings and will take effect with this season's finals. The current format of 2-3-2 was instituted in 1985, in part to ease the amount of cross-country travel, with the Celtics and the Lakers frequently meeting for the championship. That's Jack of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.